Andre Quentin first discovered the colorful 3x3 cube in his dad's office 2 years ago. He never played with a Rubik's Cube before, but now the grade 9 student can solve that little puzzle in less than 30 seconds. Andre is one of the organizers of a Rubik's Cube competition that's happening in Clarence Rockland this weekend. Cubers from across the region will be twisting and turning the cube in a race against the clock. Andre Quentin is one of the founding members of the Club de Cube de Lascaux, and they're hosting the competition. Andre joins me in the studio, and with him is his younger brother Antoine, who's also competing this weekend, and they both have a lot of cubes on the table in front of us. Gentlemen, thanks for coming in.
Yeah,
nice to see you. You've got a lot of Rubik's. How many Rubik's cubes are in this room right now? Or cube-type puzzles?
Many.
Many, like 10, maybe.
Maybe more than 10.
Probably more,
okay.
10 or 20.
I've been busy collecting. What was the first thing that happened when you picked up a Rubik's cube, Andre? What did you think of that?
The first time I picked up a cube, I was very intrigued by it. I had tried to make a side. I just didn't get it very much at first. On that March break where I had started to take interest in a cube, in the first 2 days, I had started to twist around with the cube. I was playing around with it. And after about 2 days, I'd figured out about how to make one side on it.
Mm-hmm.
And
that was about Sunday or so of March break, and you just kept working away. Were you ever tempted to take the stickers off, or do with that, disassemble
no.
it and put it back together?
No, just really trying hard to figure it out.
What do you think? Why do you think you got hooked on it? I mean, you are definitely we're surrounded by Rubik's cubes, Andre. You are hooked. You have a problem with the Rubik's cube. Why did that happen? Why did you get hooked on it?
At the end of that March break where I had picked up the cube, I got back to school, and my best friend knew how to solve it.
Huh.
And apparently he had learned it during the March break from his sister, and so he taught me to solve it. And from there, I just kept going. And
I want to bring in your brother, Antoine. Have you got a similar story, Antoine? March break madness with the Rubik's Cube, or how did you get started?
Well, it's not exactly that. It's more, my brother knew how, and he really wanted to teach me how.
Yeah.
At the start, I wasn't really interested. I found it really boring. But then he convinced me. And then after a while, a few months, I finally learned it completely. Then I lost a bit of interest. And then a few months later, I picked it up again and started. And then I started getting faster. And then I surpassed my brother in speed.
Yeah, really? You're the lucky that you've got a relationship where your brother's willing to show you in the first place. I mean, a lot of people have a brother who would hide the fact about how the Rubik's Cube works and not share it at all, but you've got the opposite relationship.
Yeah, it's more he really wanted me to do it.
Okay, so and let's jump ahead like a couple of years or so now, and we're surrounded by Rubik's Cube. How fast... The standard, I mean, we're looking at a variety of cubes that many people will not have seen before, unless they're part of your cubing club. I've got the original three rows of colored cubes. This is a Rubik's Cube I saw when the craze landed in the 80s. How fast can you do this?
I can do it in about, I average about 28 or 29 seconds, I think.
Okay.
Me, it's more around 16.
Yikes. Okay, you guys are catching up to you. So if I scramble, I mean, I'm reluctant to do this, because I could do the one side, but I never got more than one side, so I'm reluctant to ever disturb the cube from its starting position. But if I do that, you promise you can put it back?
Yep.
Okay, like, I'm doing it now. Are you watching? Are you watching how I'm scrambling it, a little bit?
Not really.
A little? I'm diverting your eyes, so you don't watch how I'm actually scrambling this thing, but I think I'm getting most of it put into pretty good randomization. Yeah, it's a mess now. I definitely couldn't put it back after this. Okay, so you brought a timer in, and
yes.
Andre, I'm gonna hand it over to you.
Okay.
You can touch it, but you can't start until I turn on this timer, and we're going to see how quickly this takes. Can you talk about it as you're doing it? Can you tell me roughly what the strategy is?
Yeah.
Okay, then I want a running commentary.
Okay.
When I say go, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
So, to start, I'm going to make this cross shape on one side.
Okay.
I've started with the blue this time.
Okay.
I'm just going to... there's the piece. Now, around that cross, I'm going to build up two layers that are solved. So we're going to have around I'm going to have one side done, and then around that, going towards the other side, I'll have two layers that I do.
Okay.
And I build these two by creating what are called pairs. I put together some blocks and then attach them to my cross. After that, I'm going to...
Your fingers move unbelievably
put
quickly.
Put this green color on top.
Wow.
And then after that, I'm just going to fix up anything that's not solved yet.
Done. 56 seconds with a running commentary. That's, I would still be removing the stickers at that point, so you've done very well. That's amazing. Now, are you talking in a language? You've got the language of the cube that is not a language I've heard of, the layers, you know, or crosses and this kind of stuff. I'm going to reach randomly for one of your other cubes you brought in. This sucker has seven rows. I mean, it's you said this is a Greek-made cube?
Yeah.
Is it still part of the Rubik's family? I mean, does Rubik have anything to do with this cube? Or
it's basically, he is involved in the cubing community, and people do go to him for, to ask, like, for...
design advice,
yeah,
kind of stuff
like that.
But tell me, this one that I'm holding, it's so big, there are so many panels of color on this, it's a square, but it's got seven movable rows of color. I mean, do you solve it in the same general way, Antoine? Maybe you can answer this. Do you solve this in the same way that you solve a regular traditional Rubik's Cube or not? Same approach?
Well, not really. The start, you do the centers, the center part, and then you go and you pair up all the edge pieces, and then once you've done that, you can solve it like a normal Rubik's Cube.
Okay, to translate,
yeah, okay.
My brother told it in a way that most cubers would understand very quickly, but to the everyday person, it's simplifying it. You put together these blocks to make it solvable in the same way as the regular cube. So you simplify it, and then you solve it as the regular cube.
Okay. What about this thing? It looks like it was imported from Egypt. It's sort of half pyramid, this one. And it's not put together. Has this defeated you? Have you been able to do this one?
I have not been able
you
to do that one yet.
You haven't? Look at this. Oh, I shouldn't need to do that.
I actually got that one at a competition from another cuber who didn't want it anymore, I guess. Wasn't able to do it.
Yeah.
Or,
time to revert to the sticker strategy.
Yeah. So I had gotten that one at a competition thinking, okay, this is going to be some challenge for me. And I'm still not able to solve that one.
Antoine, you're quiet over there. Is this unsolvable, or what are we going to do with this thing?
Well, I don't know.
You can't crack this one.
No.
Will anyone at the competition this weekend be able to crack this kind of diamond-shaped pyramid cube?
They might. There might be someone, but I'm not quite sure.
Is it this thing in my hand that keeps you guys cubing, that there are more puzzles out there that can't be reduced to strategy, or why are you so passionate about it?
Not necessarily new puzzles, but it's really beating your own times. It's very similar, if you think about it, to playing video games. Some people ask us how we can just keep going with the cube and never get tired of it. Most of the time, if the people who are asking us are about our age, which would be about between 12 and 16, about in that range.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time, I'll just ask back, how do you keep going with video games?
Right.
I just don't get video games, personally.
I think this is somehow this seems healthier. I don't know if it is. It's got to be hurting your fingers to do all this cubing over a long time. What's going to happen at the competition, Antoine? Can you tell me what the whole cubing festival will look like?
Well, it's basically these tables where there's got timers.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's displays to say what the times of people get. So people have 15 seconds to look at the puzzle before solving it, and they start the timer and they solve it, and then when they stop it, it says what they got on the display. And then there can be multiple rounds of solving.
Certificates, ribbons, trophies, what happens?
At the end, there will be a winner declared for each event, which is each different puzzle.
Mm.
And the events will range from the 2x2, which is one layer smaller than the regular cube.
Yeah.
And at our competition, we are going to have all the way up to the 5x5, which is two layers larger than the regular cube. There'll also be some different ones. They call it the pyraminx. It's this pyramid-shaped one. There'll be the Mega Minx, which is this big 12-sided one. It's very colorful.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like a ball shape. Each side of it turns.
Gotcha, yeah.
And there'll even be the solving one-handed and blindfolded at the competition.
Sounds like a dream weekend for you guys. And it's not even March break. It's going to be great. I'm a two-day blast of this. Thanks very much for coming in and bringing all these cubes. It's pretty cool stuff. Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Andre and Antoine Cantin are both competing this weekend at the 2011 National Capital Region Cubing Competition. It's happening this Sunday at the École Secondaire Catholique Lascaux. That's in Rockland. If you think you have what it takes to compete, check out the website canadiancubing.com.